Good morning, everyone. In this segment, some quick takeouts on stories from correspondents around the country who are following stories that we want to stay absolutely current on. Our man on the Hill, Todd Zwillick, joins us now, Takeaway contributor. Todd, in the middle of the healthcare debate, it appears a tactical shift is underway that might preempt Barack Obama's consideration of a different strategy in the Afghanistan war. What's going on, Todd?
Well, back in March, Back in March, the president said Afghanistan is the central front in the war on terror, that winning in Afghanistan was key to protecting the United States. And then on Sunday, when he did that blitz on the Sunday shows, the president said he's not going to agree to any troop increases, even though that's apparently what the generals want, what Stanley McChrystal wants, until he can work out a strategy. That has reached Capitol Hill. And listen to Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican on the Armed Services Committee. I had an interview with him yesterday. Listen to this response.
Sunday threw me for a loop. I don't know how to absorb what he said Sunday with what he said March. And what has changed? You know, the only thing that I can tell you between March and now is the urgency of the troops is greater. As the time from March to now has passed, we've lost more ground.
John, word from the White House is that the president now wants to consider what amounts to a counterterrorism strategy. Republicans on the Hill are livid. They want a counterinsurgency strategy, and they might want to take votes on that coming up in the next couple of weeks to challenge the president.
And you've also got Carl Levin opposed to a troop increase on the Democratic side, so there's a lot of pushback on different sides here.
There's a lot of pushback, and simmering in the background of the health debate, John, is an appropriations bill for the Pentagon, and that's a great way for Republicans like Lindsey Graham to come down on the war in Afghanistan and start to try to pressure the White House. Here's a sense of how he's thinking about how they want to approach this and try to get the president to maybe not go the route that we're hearing about this morning.
We have an obligation to deal with to take care of the ones that are there. They need to either be coming home, or they need help, because leaving them there is not the right strategy. Nobody believes that leaving 68,000 people within the current dynamic is the right strategy.
All right, that's telling you that senators like Lindsey Graham are going to probably rebel if the White House comes down and says, well, we want to scale back in Afghanistan, but not increase troops, maybe scale back a little bit, just hit the terrorists. That's going to cause some problems on the Hill, especially with Republicans like Graham.
Afghanistan possibly complicating issues, conditional issues on the healthcare debate. It's a complicated mix. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.